Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. December the 25th, liberated by the cross.
All this week, Derek urges us to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Today he urges us to be people who praise God, not who are mired in the troubles of this world. The cross of Jesus removes the hindrances of pleasing ourselves and pleasing the world. Then, when we're no longer affected by what happens to ourselves, we cease to be significantly affected by our moods, problems, or apparent adversity. What goes on in the world around us no longer affects us. We may sit and listen to the news and afterwards get up thinking that the situation in the world is pretty bad. There are crises, disasters, crime, immorality. But we need to see the world doesn't dominate us, that it doesn't dominate our thinking. We're in the world, but not of the world. When we're released from slavery to the world, when the world no longer controls our thinking, and we've been liberated by the cross in our inner attitude towards the world, then there is nothing left to hinder our praise. We don't praise God just when things are going right in the world, or with ourselves. We praise God because he's worthy to be praised. Our liberated spirits are not entangled with self-love and the love of the world. You can find out a lot about a person when you study how much praising he does. Is he a slave to the old man, or has he entered into the resurrected life of the new man? The old man is a grumbler. When we hear a person grumbling, we know that it's the old man speaking. But the new man is a praiser. Which are you? The old man says, I can't take this any longer. Things are getting too bad. Nobody treats me right. What's wrong with the world? The new man says, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm a child of God. Heaven is my home. God loves me. Which of these attitudes is yours? Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I proclaim that I have been liberated by the cross to give praise to God, for he is worthy to be praised. I shall continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.